All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District's regular board meeting of Monday, March 13th, 2023. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? All right, at this time, we will be having the administration of the oath of office to our new member, Emily Clacco.
Where the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Rossford Exempted Village School District, Wood County, Ohio, to the best of your ability. In accordance with the laws now in effect, and hereafter be enacted during your continuous to set office and until your successor is elected and qualified.
I do.
All right, congratulations. All right, so before we do roll call, we are actually going to go out into the hallway so we can take our new picture with our board. So we'll be right back. All right, roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Here.
Jackie Huffman.
Here.
Emily Clacco.
Here.
Jett Murphree.
Here.
Dawn Burks.
Here. Exhibit number 3A, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education hereby adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of March 13th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Here.
Jett Murphree.
Yes.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Exhibit number 5, recognition of visitors. Thank you all for being here this evening. We'll move on to exhibit number 6, principals, directors, and supervisors monthly reports. Ms. Denzik, we'll begin with you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your very detailed reports. There's a few things in the reports I thought I would point out. The Rossford Junior High School enrollment so far this month is 6th grade 129, 7th grade 130, 8th grade 139, 9th grade 138. We have 10th 123, Penta had 25, 11th grade 97, Penta 57, 12th grade 91, and Penta 70. Total of the downtown campus, we have 847 students. Total at Penta, 152. Congratulations to the Wood County Student of the Month for December. That was Jonah Schaefer. Mommy Elks had a scholarship luncheon for Rossford Senior Ariana Rosales, Aliana Schaefer, and Alexa Schaefer. Congratulations. Discipline. We had 83 detentions, Saturday school 18, in-school suspensions 22, out-of-school suspensions 16, and one expulsion. I'd like to say congratulations to Uliana Hertiska, who is the foreign exchange student from Ukraine, qualified and competed at the speech and debate competition, state finals in Austintown, Ohio. Uliana competed against 70 other students and finished in the middle of the pack. This was quite an impressive feat considering that English is her second language. Uliana and fellow RHS students, Emma Fish and Navyata Gupta, will compete in another competition March 11th, which would have been this past weekend. I still have more. Sorry, let me scroll down. Rossford High School National Honor Society will be hosting a breakfast for the senior citizens on March the 25th, so please put that on your calendars. Our teachers and kindergarten and first grade are continuing with their LETRS training to help improve reading instruction and meeting the criteria for the new dyslexia laws. Additional grade levels and administrators will be trained in the near future. Students in grades 3 through 5 will be taking the Ohio State test beginning in April. Our teachers have been working very hard to get our students prepared for these tests. Enrollment in the elementary looks like 850 students. Discipline, we had 8 recess losses. That was 6 students. Detentions, we had 4 students. And Saturday school, we had 2 students. We had 0 instances of bullying according to our reports. Number of emergency removals, we had 3. and out-of-school suspensions, we had two. Many of our grade levels are planning to take field trips with their students this spring, so congratulations, everyone. They have been busy planning them and getting the parents and volunteers signed up and approved. Our amazing PTO is helping to pay for the majority of these trips, so congratulations to everyone involved. There was a dance in February, and it was a huge success. We're having another dance on March 24th called the Denim and Diamonds Dance, which is for boys to bring a loved one to dance with. The new reading curriculum, so I want to thank you so very much to our curriculum director for the implementation of the new program and all the training that is continuing with it. Children's Resource Center, we're adding additional staffing. Alicia Borman, Clinical Director, and Jennifer Thrasher, Associate Director of Outpatient Department. And we are continuing to discuss the demands for counseling support through our CRC counselors. As the waitlist continues to grow, CRC has been working to fill the staffing positions for our students that are needed for support. We are hoping to have an additional part-time counselor starting March 20th with a request to move the position to full-time once staffing is available. So thank you again for all of your very detailed reports to the staff. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Klacko.
I thought everyone's report was wonderful, and our students are very busy, and they're balancing school and their extracurricular activities, and they're doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you. Mr. Murphy.
Just thank you for the reports, and I don't have anything else to add.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Huffman.
So I'm always last. Ditto. Great reports as always. Full
yes.
Information.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for the detailed reports. Exhibit number 7, Superintendents and Board President's Report. At this time, we will have our facilities update from Rudolph Libby Group and the Collaborative for Dave and Brian. So thank you for being here, fellas. And I will move over. And this is for the multi-use building project.
Everybody for inviting us tonight. I'll give you a real quick update where we are. So this project milestone date, the only one that's important right now, the last one we got to achieve is on July 11th. We turned the building over to Rochford School District for your use, and we'll be right on schedule with that. We're in good shape. As we sit here tonight, the building is substantially enclosed and watertight. The field house portion, which is, as you look at that picture to the right, is 61% complete. And the addition, which is the section to the left, that's still the ones without metal panels on it just yet, is 64% complete. As you sit here, yeah. Just give you some pictures of where we are. This is to the picture on the left is a picture of the field house from the south end looking north towards the addition. The picture on the right is a picture of the new STEM room, a multi-use room. Picture on the left, as you look there, as you're looking at that picture on the left, to the right of that is where the batting cage will be. And then beyond that's the viewing room, observation room. And then to the left of that left part and portion of that will be where they'll be can pitch and throw the ball. I guess I want to say pitch and catch. Yeah. To the right, the picture to the right is a little crazy, is from the observation room. There's an observation room up there, which I'll show you a picture of that in a minute. That's looking down on the field house. That's looking from the, in addition, looking south, and you can see a bank of windows along the west elevation. This is, on the picture on the left, is the observation room. And then the picture on the right just shows that we've got the storefront where the windows starting to wrap around. We'll turn that corner once we pull the heat out of there. That's that big hose right now is heating the field out. Looking ahead, so 6 weeks from now, we'll have the field house slab on grade complete. We'll have the aluminum curtain wall, which is not only the storefront that's on the field house, but then the two curtain wall sections on the east and west elevations of the addition. They'll be all finished. By the time next 6 weeks, we'll have the second floor batting cage done, and the first floor ductwork will be finished. and we'll be outside. Then at that point in time, they're starting the canopy, which then gets to the site finished as well. And that is my update, as quick as it is. any questions to have?
No, we're just to add to that, we're currently considering some different parking ideas.
Okay.
Because, you know, parking has been a challenge at times out there. That's something that we've heard about as a board. So that's a bit of a unique challenge, but it's something that we as a committee are looking at.
Okay, good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I think we all do. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. Any other questions or comments from the board?
Thank you for the update. We appreciate all the hard work you're doing. It looks good.
It's a very good team we have, and we appreciate the help. And thank you.
The pictures don't really do it justice, and just how spacious it is, and how really cool when you see it inside. It's gonna, you can tell it's gonna be a very impressive structure. Our students are going to be very lucky.
They're very excited.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's the hype.
It's something. It's really taking shape when you're inside of it. Right, it's voluminous in the field house.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I know the pictures currently, Brian, just show the gravel on that, on, you know, the field house portion. But obviously, we're looking to start the curbing this week, correct, for the turf installation.
We laid out the curb starting today, and we'll start forming and placing that curb tomorrow. And then that'll take about a week to do, and then we'll start into the slabs on grade again. We'll have them all wrapped up in about a month from now. We'll have all the slabs down. Curb starts the third week of April, and Brand's all set up to get started and get out there and get done.
You know, and just a little additional information for the committee. Obviously, all the furnishings have, the committee has looked at those and evaluated those. Those are on order. You know, we're not expecting any type of serious supply chain interruptions. All of that seems to be moving on time. The esports equipment, we've had a lot of discussions. Sandy has been real instrumental in those and working with JDRM to make sure that we're prepared for the future on that as well. And we have kind of all the, I won't use a real technical term, horsepower, right, Sandy? A lot of horsepower out there for our kids to compete, along with the, we've received at least one, I know, of the computers that are going to be used for that esports. And yeah, the kids will have the speed that they need to compete at the level we want them to and expect them to compete at. So everything is really coming along well. The graphics as well, that are going to go on the walls. The facilities committee walked through a week or two ago, approved all of those. So those are all ready to be set up once the drywalling and those other pieces are completed. But couldn't be happier with the progress right now. Rudolph, Libby, and Brian's done a phenomenal job. And certainly Dave, we always look to for technical help on that. And everything's been moving very well. If we all remember too, when all of this happened, and there were a lot of things that we've been fortunate to get ahead of, so that it'll be ready to go in July. So we'll plan an opening and we'll have that communicated. Okay. And that'll be ready too. So.
One of the things, being on the committee, when you go through, one of the things that strikes you is that there's a lot of opportunity there that are way beyond traditional athletics, that kind of thing that you would expect to see in that kind of a facility. You know, from band opportunities to the STEM to the esports. You know, our golf has never had, you know, that's not generally considered a major sport, if you will. They've never had these kind of facilities. You know, we're going to have two simulators in there for our girls and guys. It's going to be really awesome for our students. I'm really looking forward to it.
Any other questions from the board?
All right. Well, thank you for your update. You, we appreciate you coming this evening. Thank you. All right. Exhibit number 8A1. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education accept the resignation of Gina Bork, bus driver, effective February 16th, 2023, as presented under Exhibit 8A1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8A2. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the employment of Judith Mills, cook cashier at Rossford Elementary School, first position, effective March 14th, 2023, as presented under Exhibit 8A2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8B1, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approves supplemental contracts effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit 8B1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8B2, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit 8B2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for volunteering. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8C, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with I Am Boundless Incorporated to provide behavioral support services to a Rossford School student as presented under Exhibit 8C.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Boundless is an amazing place, and this is a really good thing for our district.
All right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8D, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with the Educational Service Center of Lake Erie West, effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit 8D.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? We'll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8E, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the Rossford Public Library's 2023 permanent annual appropriations budget as presented under Exhibit 8E.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8F, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the Wood County Educational Service Center cost statement, revision 1, for fiscal year 2023 as presented under Exhibit 8F.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8G, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with the Wood County Educational Service Center for summer academy services effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit 8G.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
So very excited about this program. Great job.
Did you want to say anything?
I was going to say, Dan.
A little bit of feel about how awesome this will be for us.
Well, as you know, the Summer Academy is something where our reading and our math students who are targeted for help, we reserve a certain number of seats for those students first before opening up enrollment to any students who really participate. We've also added, as the board has discussed, and prioritized transportation for those students over the summer months, because previously we had discovered that that was a barrier to participation. So that's huge. And then there are some more, field trip or fun related activities to help keep our kids active, as well as under supervision and having a good time while learning. This is also a part that we're going to be folding into here at the downtown campus. We're looking to mold this, although CLC can only carry a license up to the fifth grade. As we've discussed before, we're looking and interested in beginning programming for our 6 through 12. Over the summer, we're going to be doing credit recovery for students that choose to participate in that. And again, we identify those students and ask those invitations before opening up additional seats for students who may wish to participate and move ahead. But once the school year starts, then we have a place where students who may stay after school and may not have things to do will have a structured area for them to get, again, tutoring help with. We're looking to energize our web program as well as our link program. Wood County will have two staff members there. There'll also be activities, so if kids don't have academic work, to keep them engaged while waiting for a rehearsal or a practice or what have you. We know they're under our direct supervision with great options and opportunities to learn. So we're very, very excited about that. Really appreciative of Wood County ESC for their willingness to look at this with us and work in coordination with us to bring all this together. So really, really good stuff to, again, offer for our kids. More opportunity, more options. And in a place where we know they're safe. Right.
Great. Thank you, Dan.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Molly Klocko.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 9A. At this time, we open it up for audience participation. If you have not signed in yet, if you could sign your name and put your address, and then we will come and get that so that way we can do it in the order that you signed up. Thank you, Sandy. And you will have, we have a 30-minute window of time, and when you come up to the speak, if you could state your name, your address, and we'll give you 3 minutes to speak. And if we have more time, we'll allot that for anyone who would like to continue to speak. So, Kevin, if you'd like to come up.
Kevin Yerudi at 331 Jennings in Rossford. Welcome, Emily. I was so happy when I found out this was you. I found out at a Rossford function. So that's actually why I'm here. But then as I heard this program, that's probably why I'm alive today. So I'm so happy you guys are doing it. I enlisted under Reagan's first term when I emancipated out of care and became a Marine, but I had a caseworker that pushed me towards like every job, she got me a bus card to go all over. And the statistics then were 1 in 6 of us survived. It's still true. But I went dead or in jail, and was because of her and programs like that, because transportation stopped us. So she made sure that I could use my bus cards. And I didn't know how to read till I was in junior high. That was, I have dyslexia. Somebody found out that I was just getting passed along. And that was very exciting to hear about this Wood County thing. And glad that, so thank you guys. Welcome, Emily.
Yes, thank you, Kevin. All right. Anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? All right. Well, we appreciate you being here. Exhibit number 10A, we'll begin with Mr. Murphy with board reports.
You heard it.
Yep. All right. Facilities. Same thing. Okay. And Ms. Denzik.
I have nothing to report at this time. Thank you kindly.
And Ms. Klocko, since you're first on, I mean, I don't know if you have anything with legislation.
I don't have anything to report, but I'm super excited next month to have all kinds of. And thank you for everyone. And this has been a very nice evening.
So. Okay, great. Well, good. All right. Well, I had the rec board meeting just prior to this meeting, and they just talked about the assistant director, who is Alexa Owen. They're looking at her salary, which I think is great. It used to be she was paid hourly, so now they're looking to give her a salary, which she's well deserved of, because she works tirelessly along with Toby. So I think that's exciting that they are now, Toby's brought that forward to the council, or is bringing it tonight. And then they talked about the kayak rental program, which I'm excited about, that's going to be down by the marina. And they are going to have a new program that starts, I think, at the end of March, beginning of April. It's a $16,000 initial investment, and it's going to be an opportunity for people to rent kayaks and be a part of that. So I thought that's cool. They got a new Gator vehicle that they replaced the 1978 Ford tractor, which they still had the booklet from the tractor that they had. So that's amazing that it still was actually running. So they just got a new one. And then the beautification committee is looking at Vets Park for flower beds around memorial pillars and recreation center flowers instead of bushes out front of their facility. The reverse raffle was a success. They raised, I don't even know how much money because I don't know if it's all come in yet, but great, great thing at the rec center. It looked beautiful, just the lights and everything that I know they had put up. So they did an awesome job, and they're looking to do more events at the rec center. So I think that's cool. They're doing an egg hunt on April 2nd. The time is from 12 to 2, and they're partnering with the Acoustics for Autism to help raise funds for autism. The capital improvement projects, they're getting two new pieces of cardio equipment, a new step machine, and a treadmill. And then the gym floor is being refinished the week of May 16th. And then there's obviously upcoming programs like soccer, softball, Little Pups, and Coach Pitch. So that's what's happening with the rec board. All right, we had no correspondence, and we had four nice job notes this past month. So at this time, I'll open it up for open discussion, exhibit number 11. So at this time, any open discussion items from the board?
No, I would just say welcome to Emily, and glad to have you aboard. And I was really, really pleased with the candidates that we received as a board. Everybody did a great job in their interviews, and so I'm excited to work with you. I am obviously saddened to not work with Sharon anymore. We got a good one, and I'm real happy about that. I typically would talk about our basketball team, but that one's tough.
Yeah.
So not because we lost. It was my last. So
yeah. But what a great ride, you guys. I mean, it was amazing the kids were, they fought very hard, especially for districts and then continuing on. I mean, just, you know, they did.
Special group of young men.
Yeah.
Gonna miss.
Yes.
Special group of young men with a lot of special things they're still going to accomplish in their lives.
So yeah.
Very, very excited to see where they go.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were fun to watch.
Yeah, lots of great things happening.
And congratulations to the wrestlers that went to state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can interject.
Yes,
here.
Absolutely. I think you should, because
had a tremendous amount of success to obviously include the basketball team, our wrestlers. The board had talked about an interest in recognizing those students. So we're in preparations to recognize at the April meeting. So we'll be inviting many of them, knowing that spring sports are now underway, but we'll make our best efforts to have the board recognize many of those folks who have accomplished great things, both athletically and academically, to the April meeting. So we're in the process. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for doing that, because I think we had gone away from that from after COVID. And so now that we're back in the swing of things. Yes.
And I did also want to talk about the band. They went and did their OMEA, and it was a horrible night with the weather, and the kids did amazing. Mm-hmm. And they performed, like, they didn't get finished until like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
And they had to do sight reading, and they did wonderful. And if you don't play music, sight reading is a terrifying thing. And our drama kids, most of them came down that were mine, but they are doing their show, and it's going to be tremendous. Everyone needs to come. There's going to be tap dancing, which is not an easy feat. Mm. And the kids, the tech kids, they do so much work. I can't wait to see our tech kids do more in our district. So they're just working really hard. So
when is the musical?
It starts on the 23rd, and it goes through that weekend. So Thursday through Sunday. Pardon?
What's it called?
Great Job, if you can get it. So you might not know the show, but you'll definitely recognize the music, because it's it's all Gershwin. So you'll recognize the songs as they come out. And we're also running drama. We do our dress sale, And the dress sale is a great community effort. We collect prom dresses all throughout the year. And then we are going to have it set up in our gallery. And Mr. Brashear said it was okay to keep it up Thursday through Sunday. And then we'll send out more information. But any student that needs a prom dress can come up and they can have one. Or if they can afford to pay, we sell them for $10. But we've had a lot of people donate, so students don't have to worry about that cost. And it's a really good thing. So we don't want anybody to not have what they need. So we don't have a lot in suits and dress shoes for our boys, but if, you know, we'll take that stuff too. So it's a great community effort. It's a great give back.
I will go through my closet. Let me tell you, do I have dresses?
We'd love it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
And Bob suits.
All right. Exhibit number 12. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education move into executive session under Ohio Sunshine Law, ORC, section 121.22 at 7:03 p.m. to discuss pending or imminent court action and the superintendent's and treasurer's evaluations as provided under Ohio Sunshine Law, ORC, section 121.22.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? No action will be taken. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. All right. And we will be going into executive session. So like I said, we can, but I don't know if anybody's waiting for anybody. So, okay. Yeah, we can, because really at this point, there's nothing else, but yeah. Yes. Yeah.